Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo Pidgin, me Koroi Hawkins. Restrictions oughta been reintroduced lo French Polynesia for countam rapidly worsening COVID-19 pandemic lo dam. Ot weddings ot been banim and funerals hemi limited lo 15 fala people. Lo past 2 weeks, incidents lo virus lo Tahiti hemi been increased winim 40 times. COVID wards were hem been empty for less than a week before this sala latest surge hemi strike, and this time 40 patients ot stamp lo care, 8 fala kata lo intensive care units. Despite low abundance of vaccines, only about 1/3 of the population had been inoculated, with team officials had warned that cost up 80,000 doses about risking expiry low October. If situation may come up no good more, at authorities had say about imposing one full of curfew, where had been just lifting no more low June go past finish. Fiji has been recording average low 8 deaths low inside low 1 day from COVID-19. Health authorities had been reporting 632 fala new case, low latest daily update. 2 fala deaths more from virus have been reported, but Ministry of Health hemi say 7-day rolling average blow COVID deaths per day hemi 8. Since April come, 239 deaths have been recorded from COVID low Fiji. Nomad Osem Ministry have been recording to 130 fala COVID positive patients who had been died from what serious medical conditions. Before okat bin contracting now virus ya, otan no bin classify mokataya OSM or deaths from COVID. Winim 30,000 fala people had been test positive since April, and Fiji health system hemi still stop under big fala pressure. One fala good fala something lo Fiji hemi steady progress blow vaccination rollout bloketa, with him cost up 80% blow 83% blow ota eligible population had been taken finish first nila bloketa. And 25% ota bin tekem tufala nila everyone. New leader blo Samoa hemi bin describing status blo opposition HRPP party electoral candidates osemot stop blo limbo. No anyone lot successful candidates from former HRPP government ot bin sworn in within lo required 45 days after election when mi stop lo constitution blo Samoa. If ota livim na status blot osem parliament members hemi stop in doubt this time. But new party prime minister fia mi Naomi Matafa hemi se hemi supportive in principle lo endosim ota osem okat member lo parliament. Fia me hemi se hemi case for finding now legal and constitutionally correct way for avoiding ota multiple by-elections more. Hundreds lot supporters blow ota former government blow somewhat been gathered lo appia for protesting what ot call them disintegration blow constitution. Hemi come behind protest lo Friday where convoy blow kata Human Rights Protection Party supporters ot been demonstrate against team judiciary lo country. Also one fala safety precaution for judges and mid law dis fala protest Supreme Court hemi been cancelling every matters where mi schedule for today. Same something too ota been doing come lo Friday time ot protest too lo dam. Some observer hemi report him that winim 1,000 HRPP supporters had been gathered front lo government building lo morning today. Stakalot protesters had said much for support him now former Prime Minister Tuilaepa Sailele Malelengoy when government blew him, who had been losing this fala election, but ought to been less for give him a power. One fala regional analyst hemi said Pacific governments ought to learn how for better manage him now development partnerships with him China. New government blo Samoa hem been shelving one fala Chinese-backed port project where hem championed by former leaders blo country. Fiame Naomi Matafa, new prime minister blo Samoa, hem say this fala $140 million project hem should make a big fala debt more lo country from China. Director blo Lowy Institute Pacific Islands Program, Jonathan Pryke, hem say Pacific hem been wising up lo kata lending activities blo China. Hemi say Asian Development Bank hemi been costing port job at least 3 times lo what China hemi been agree lo hem. Behind tufala major fire incidents lo last night, police lo Fiji had been warning public no for using author for inciting unrest. First fire had been reporting lo 8 PM local time hemi happen lo bar where 8 fala store had been bonem. And second case lo fire hemi been report lo Raiwanga where police station after 11 PM. police o kat say tufala fire o kat no linked but one fala police release him say some for individuals had been try for use him tufala fire for rally support against him government for try for inciting violence and instability. Him say police had been let him this one for happen and other Fijians or should expect him more stringent measures for kata implement him this time. One fala Manukau councillor him believe him that apology blo government for 1970s dawn raids by me help for restore him trust and allow him other meaningful conversations for resume between government and not people lo Pacific. But if so Collins him like him apology lo yesterday him must followed with him meaningful action. Mr. Collins him say systematic discrimination him stamp right through lo New Zealand and him need for him corrected. Government him been announcing too that by him provide him resources lo schools and kura for teach about him okata raids. And him now news lo pigeon from RNZ Pacific. And him now some for okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time the him join him now team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News.
In tonight's news, VNPF members to start using mobile money transfer. Development only comes to community when there is unity. Borders are still closed as SOE extended to December. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kansakau. Leading our news tonight, Tarosa was suspended after being transferred. One of the four government directors who have been transferred from their respective departments following a recent decision of the Public Service Commission has received his suspension letter from PSC. The director concerned is Mr. Harold Tarosa, outgoing director of Customs and Inland Revenue. Initially, in his recent letter of transfer, he was transferred from his post to occupy the position of the director of administration and finance of the education, while Mr. Jean Guillon, who was director of administration and finance, replaces Mr. Tarosa at Customs and Inland Revenue. The other directors, such as the former Director of Statistics, Mr. Andy Carlo, took up the office of the Civil Registry as Director, and the Director of Civil Registry, Mr. Benuel Lenge, is now Director of Statistics. The Acting Secretary of PSC, Public Service Commission, James Melteres, has reported to the media that PSC have been monitoring the performances of those directors. He adds that when PSC noticed that some have weak performances while others have performed to their expectations, they carried out the transfers to bring out the potentials in these directors. Mr. Melteres explains that the transfers were made to improve the performances of the directors. PSC expects improvement from them in their new positions. On Tarosa, Melteres says that a commission's decision on July 31st to suspend the Director of Customs and Inland Revenue was made following complaint levelled against him. Harold Tarosa is suspended on half pay and an investigation panel will be investigating him. He will have the opportunity to respond to the allegations before the commission in coming days. Melteres says any of them who disagrees with PSC decision can only challenge it in court. In other news, the Minister of Agriculture, Willie Daniel, as the Member of Parliament for Tongua, took the opportunity during Independence Day to urge the people, leaders and custom owners on the island to address disputes and unite with the government for development. During his speech, he has said that the government is working to bring essential services to the island. However, development can happen only when they work together. He stresses that Independence Day every year signifies maturity. Each citizen has to take responsibility to develop their island. He also addressed the chiefs of Tongua to take responsibilities to sort out disputes and ensure there is peace and unity in each communities for developments to occur. He made mention of landowners that they must be ready to offer their land for development. Development will never reach any community if landowners do not cooperate with the government. Mr. Daniel Daniel made these remarks on Independence Day following an independence forum held on the island with the theme Yumi Lidim Tongoa Iko Lo One Unified Future. On VNPF, VNPF has stepped up for its members by introducing the digital money transfer, which is so reliable, fast and secure. Members of the Vanuatu National Provident Fund, the VNPF, particularly those in the informal sector, can now make their contributions directly into their accounts using MVATU, a new and innovative platform. The mobile money service was launched by the Minister of Finance and Economic Management, Chani Kunapu, last Thursday. The general manager of VNPF, Mr. Pamodashari, says this new payment system will make life easier for the members in digitization world.
The MVATU is a new concept. It's going towards digitalization, digitalization transformation. And to talk about digitalization transformation, we talk about one of the main thing is the payment method. With MVATU, I will, like you know, VNPF is a lot of making lot of effort and trying its best to cover informal sector as much as possible, which is a need here, not a luxury for Vanuatu, and so that we can have all these members in social security net.
With MVATU, it is now easier than ever to access VNPF services for self-employed workers. With the click of a few buttons, members of the fund can access the service anywhere in Vanuatu.
Members can use MVATU in Lakatoro, or Tana, Lenakel. They can use this or Loganville, and they make payment direct to VNPF. What they have to do, buy the credit from the agents, and then send the transfer the money to VNPF. VNPF then will transfer that money to your account, and it is so easy. You can sit at home, get your kids to go and buy the credit from the MVATU agents, and then that's it. And I'm really excited. The number of people joining the net, the VNPF net, will be quite big, and we have to get used to managing big numbers now.
Minister of Finance, who's responsible of VNPF during the launch, also said that this new concept will eventually help new Vanuatu seasonal workers abroad to start putting aside some of their income earned using their mobiles by utilizing the MVATU transaction. Said this concept of the mobile wallet has been a game changer in fostering financial inclusion, which is one of the government's key priorities. The government has a renewed focus on fostering financial inclusion of the informal sector workers, which make up around 80% of Vanuatu's workforce, such as farmers, fishermen, public land drivers, market vendors, handicraft makers, and cover owners. Many do not have any savings or a bank account, according to Minister Kunapu. With this initiative, VNPF is helping the government in improving the digitalization of financial security and integration of Vanuatu informal sector. The general manager of VNPF, Mr. Pamodashari, also says that small entrepreneurs can also benefit from this concept, but not bigger employers in Vanuatu.
Yeah, it will work for small employers, but big employers will not use it because they have facilities with like payment gate with bread bank. If you have one or two employees, like you have a house girl and a gardener, you can use your phone to make payments, and you just need to register with MVATU and register with BNPF, and BNPF will give you an option who to pay for and when to pay for. As soon as you get it, you transfer, same time we'll get you the receipt for payment, and you keep this receipt.
The government is working hard to support the informal sector by facilitating inter-island trade and industry. This MVATU platform is an important stepping stone towards extending access to key productive markets and services to our rural population. Vanuatu first welcomed Vodafone's MVATU initiative in 2019 with the support of the Reserve Bank and UNDP. General Manager Ashari adds that VNPF is also going to adopt such concept with Digicel Vanuatu in near future to cater for its members or Digicel customers.
Yeah, we are trying to work with the Digicel as well to their other. Both have their separate market, so we will cover Digicel. I'm trying to get Digicel on board before end of the month, before end of August. And also we could, where there is no network altogether, we could use the Vanuatu Post. I will be shortly inviting Vanuatu Post to discuss with me. In the speech, Minister gave a directive to VNPF management and the board to work with the Vanuatu Post and develop something like this for with the Vanuatu Post. That will be a big game changer. Both will, Digicel, Vanuatu Post, will change the face of the social security in Vanuatu.
MVATU is a safe and convenient way for people to move money in the primary cash-based economy, and with free registration, anyone can join. This MVATU transaction for VNPF has been realized through the partnership between VNPF, Vodafone International Labour Organization, ILO, and the United Nations Capital Development Fund, UNCDF. And finally, Vanuatu is still closing its borders as the existing SOA has been extended to December 31st, 2021. The head of state, Obert Moses Tallis, had signed the declaration last week, a day before Vanuatu celebrated its 41st independence anniversary. The extension was made based on the continuous global existence of COVID-19 in the Pacific and around the globe. This is not the first time for a declared state of emergency or SOE to be extended for the whole of Vanuatu. The first SOE on COVID-19 was signed in early 2020 after the declaration of the pandemic by WHO. With that concludes our Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizi Kasekau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.